today is your third full day of summer Yongming Zhengzhen. The late Sun Hung Sunim of Kwanam Zen School, he would say that if you are left alone in your apartment and trying to do not even something resembling Yongming Zhengzhen of this magnitude, but even doing morning meditation practice or doing 36 prostrations would become extremely difficult. But if you are with a group doing to practice like this, then it's so easy. In other words, when you are left alone in your apartment and trying to do practice, then your difficulty is not even 100%, it's more than 100%, he would say. But when you are in a group like this, it's already it's 50% of help is already there. So all you have to do is the rest 50%. You have to come up with 50% on your own to do this Yongming Zhengzhen. And did I make some sense saying that? And I was, this morning I was watching men doing rub down, taking shower and rub down. And in order to do good rub down, it should take 20 minutes, if not more. And some had the side, I even brought and show you the towel proper for rubber down, the size. And then some had the size of a towel, just something like my palm, the size of my palm. And also do it pretty quickly, you know. Duan Sinem was a student, right? Duan Sinem started Ramadan ahead of all these people and still doing it, and you just quickly did and finished it. In other words, the lack of a proper water, I said, is half-heartedly or cursory. If you are doing things half-heartedly, then you become half-hearted person. And if you are doing things cursorily, then you become a cursory person. So I'd like you to reflect upon that. Why we are doing this. And at least when you walk out from this place on July 3rd, I'd like you to feel good about yourself having done it and become wholesome being, you know, wholesome person on this planet. And by now you must have become familiar with following the schedule. And then following the schedule must have become a routine thing. saw the schedule follows. So you just have to follow the flow of a schedule. And there are quite a number of bodhisattvas helping you, you know, along. And also, when we do this kind of a training, we motivate each other. You know. That means we help each other along the way. And also inspire each other. Think about it. And you have to become the part of motivating each other and inspiring each other. You have to even extend yourself and expand yourself. Did you get it?
Yes!
So you've got a lot of time energy. There's a lot of energy going on here. And you can tap on that. And if you rise above the difficulties here and there, and it will become eventually you see. Even your unknowing mind now sees things. And it's a joy and happiness there doing this. Not struggle. Not struggle. And you've got a lot of advice how to overcome obstacles or difficulties and stay away from distractions over and over again. So I'd like you to make a vow that throughout the day you will be alert, mindful, and do your utmost. Got it?
Yes! Yes!